the effect on individuals was vastly asymmetric as well. I mm-hmm. mean, some, well, Joe Dillinger, whose student or postdoc, student and finally graduate student postdoc was Bob Fosnacht, who was killed, he really never did psychologically recover. He died within 3 or 4 years, and he was distraught that whole time, unable to focus or essentially accomplish anything after that. There, of course, were the whole of the nuclear program, their records were burned and damaged by water when they put out the fires and everything else. And that was so that, you know, some groups slipped by with relatively almost no change to their activities, and others were set back a number of years. Henry Barshall, Heinz Barshall, was so unhappy that he left and went to Livermore Laboratory for a number of years, and came back toward the end of his career, and because his wife and so forth missed Madison, but he was unhappy with the university response. I'm not sure the university could have done a lot differently. But, you know, I mean, there is always a certain impersonality with respect to an institutional response to what basically is a personal injury. And I think that has been a great deal of the difficulty. But there were other ancillary problems that developed, probably not obviously along the way. One of the faculty members came over and was trying to help move, uncover things and find records and equipment and so on, and strained his back. And he never did. He always had back pain after that, and retired somewhat early as a result. And so there were little things like that that tended to keep the whole business alive.